And we wanted to talk to Rich about a couple things this morning. First off, Rich, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks. No problem, guys. Good morning.
Morning. Rich, how you doing?
Pretty good, you guys?
We're doing all right,
yeah.
I think. It's Friday.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Rich, we wanted to have you on just to give us a little information about, of course, we know NHK does a lot of good things for the community when they get a chance, and particularly working through United Way. And we heard a couple stories this week about a lot of volunteer efforts for the United Way. So we were hoping we could get a sense of how many NHK employees you had working on this in the last week and maybe even next week, and what all you guys did around town for volunteer work.
Yeah, so our customer informed us of a two-week unplanned shutdown, I think it was week before last, due to supply chain interruptions. So we pulled the management team together, discussed work options for our hourly employees, and Michelle Eckard, our finance director, mentioned community service work, and we all agreed that we'd reach out to the community. The response was positive, so we asked for volunteers. So we ended up with 61 volunteers, 51 of those volunteers working the first week, 53 working the second week, obviously some of those volunteers working both weeks. And we had 10 different locations that we provided volunteers for. The first one was the TPA Park. We're doing landscaping, mulch, painting, the Clinton County Fairgrounds, landscaping, mulching, painting out there also, Purdue Extension Office, painting and landscaping, Clinton County Boys and Girls Club, helping them organize their attic, landscaping, cleaning, and painting also, the YMCA, painting, cleaning, getting their fields ready for spring sports, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. I think Laura Archibald mentioned this the other day. We sent some resources there to help her clean, paint, and get their community garden going. We've got a couple associates out of Camp Colum helping with spring cleanup, Frankfort Camp Ministries, cleaning, landscaping, helping them prepare for their Victims of Human Trafficking retreat hosted on April 30th. We're at the We Care location, cleaning, landscaping, miscellaneous work, and we're also helping out at the Rossville schools doing miscellaneous work. So every morning, Michelle and Brent McKinney, our plant manager, they go around to the different organizations, check on the employees, and so far everything's been going really well this week, and we'll continue to do the same activities next week.
You're going to be shut down again for that next week as well. That's kind of what I'm thinking, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we're down for 2 weeks. We'll be firing back up on May 3rd.
Okay.
Rich, was you pretty happy about the amount of volunteers you were able to pool? I'm guessing this was a volunteer to volunteer, right? It wasn't mandatory.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the turnout. We're really glad that the team members want to engage within the community. You know, it's something that we promote at NHK. Like you mentioned in the opening, you know, we're very involved in the community. We're strong stewards to the city of Frankfort and Clinton County. It's really our corporate responsibility to support the community that provides us with the majority of our workforce. So very happy to see all the associates step up.
Is there, if any business or organization wants to have some volunteer help, say, next week, how's the best way to go about getting that accomplished?
They can just reach out to Michelle Eckard, and her email is maeckard@nhkseating.com, and she can arrange some additional resources or reallocate some resources that we have already working and assist those additional organizations.
Okay. While we got you, we might as well mention the fact you're on the board of the 180 Recovery Center. So how's that coming for you right now?
That's coming really well. You know, we're moving dirt and getting things rolling, and we still hope to have everything completed by October.
So everything going just like you want it to?
Just like we had planned, yeah. Moving along well. The weather's kind of slowed us down a little bit. You don't expect snow in late April.
No.
of course, lost a few days there, but yeah, we'll get everything moving again early next week.
All right. Well, Rich, we really appreciate your time this morning and everything that NHK is doing. And I know you've been on the board with United Way before as well, so that's near and dear to your heart, as it is a lot of us.
Yeah, and one last thing I'd like to mention. We are taking advantage of the 2-week shutdown, and we are hosting a job fair on March 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new NHK facility. So anybody out there looking for employment, we'll be present out there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with our HR team. So stop on out. You'll get to see a look at the new facility. New facility still plans to open July 12th, grand opening in early June. So if anyone can, anyone looking for new employment, just come on out and visit us.
Very good. All right. Rich, thanks again for your time this morning.
Thank you.